This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome, everybody, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, it's a new year, and we are having an amazing event in Orlando. If you didn't know about it, you haven't been paying attention. We've been previewing it for quite some time, the Health and Freedom and Wellness Parenting, Gary and Stu Warner. They're hosting us this weekend in Orlando at the Hyatt High Drive near SeaWorld. I haven't gotten to see SeaWorld. I can drive past it. But the point is, we're here to communicate with one another. Let's empower one another. Break through the cycle of disinformation, which is not coming from this crew, but coming from the mainstream media, anything government sanctioned, FDA approved, that kind of thing. We've got to be very wary of it. You know that. So among the many people that I have met, the first time in my memory, meeting this physician, this doctor, the moment I heard him speak about the thing here, the conviction, the integrity, like smiling from ear to ear, because not many physicians have gone to the extent, length, and everything, willing to stand up on principle about what is right. And I'm not just buttering him up, because this is truly how I feel and what I witnessed. So let's welcome the first time to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. New and Healy. We'll take that around for those watching. Oh, it's actually not coming through the right camera, so don't worry about it. I won't even need that one. Cool. Dr. New. Oh, it's N-E-U. And, of course, is that based on a German spelling?
It's a German part of Switzerland. Both my parents are from Switzerland.
Switzerland, my favorite European country.
There you go.
Do they consider themselves part of Europe or above it?
I'm not sure.
Depending on the elevation. But no, I truly have great trips over the years. When I was younger to Switzerland, I was going every summer, and I would travel as a youth, you know, and like stay at hospitals, stay with friends that I met, and travel around. And I remember swimming in Lake Lucerne. I have fond memories of that in the summertime. Just glorious, absolutely beautiful. But glad to know a little bit of that backstory. But were they also physicians?
No. Nobody was a physician.
Really? So where did that come from for you?
I don't know what I was thinking. should have been an engineer. No, I always was interested in medicine since a young age. And, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure where it came from. You know, my dad's a total dye maker. Mm-hmm. My mother was a palm maker. Mm-hmm. They immigrated here in the 50s.
Wow.
Just raised us as Americans.
First generation.
Well, yeah, and it was, you know, that was a time when I'm still pissed off at them because, you know, they spoke French and German, and they insisted we speak English. So,
yep.
You know, instead of being trilingual, I am monolingual.
I have that to share it with you. My mom speaks five languages, and I got one and a half.
Yeah, no, my mother also spoke Italian or Romanian. So
right, they all
really?
Did.
You couldn't teach me any of those?
I know. I was like, Mom, come on. She's like, I didn't have the patience. Okay, I get it. I understand that. As a parent, I know what you're talking about. So. Very cool. So you went through the what we call the allopathic physician training.
Well, yeah. I always was interested in healing. I was interested in how the body worked. I was interested in you know, what you could do to heal, and really from a faith perspective, you know, other sort of under the level of disciples, the healer.
Yes.
And that's what I wanted to do. And originally, I went to medical school with the delusion that I would learn how to heal people. I mean, honestly, I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, you didn't have an uncle like I did who was a medical doctor. And he warned me when I was a teenager, don't become a doctor. You're going to be miserable.
That's what I tell everybody.
And I was like, Uncle Bob, you're a
doctor. Everybody wants to, like, so I didn't understand at the time. It was a number of years later when I figured out, oh my gosh, he was, God bless him, he's no longer with us, but just to hear what you're saying, it's like, you somehow recognize that.
Yeah, when I went in, that's really why I worked. You know, a fascination of science and biochemistry, and my undergraduate degree was in cell biology, and, you know, all that stuff just is amazing, how even single cell works, much less a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what drew me in, but, you know, you very rapidly learn that medical school is really about diagnosis, so they're okay at that, but, you know, outside of the diagnosis, it's about drugs, surgery, radiation, that sort of stuff, right? So I ended up, because originally I think I wanted to be an endocrinologist. You know, that's kind of what I was interested in, is the function of the immune system, how that works, what we know about it. And then I ended up in general surgery, which sounds like it's far afield, but, you know, general surgery is A, it's good at it, and B, it's just fascinating. You need to be, you know, you call the abdominal cavity God's country, you know, man should be there, right? So, but, so, you know, you have the opportunity to remove disease from somebody's body, but any intelligent human being, after I take out half your colon for colon cancer,
would
say, what can I do to make sure this doesn't come back? And I didn't have the answers to that, you know? So at the same time, my ex-wife had some health issues. We tried all the medical stuff I knew about. It didn't really help her. And a friend of hers says, oh, you need to go see an herbalist. I had your problems with an herbalist, you need to go see an herbalist. So she picks this guy out of the Yellow Pages.
Yes,
I'm that old. There used to be, for those of you that don't know, there used to be this big book.
We do. I think it was a thing about strong people that was like...
Yeah, they're ripping half. Yeah, right. That was a manly thing to do. Right.
And then Nave and R. Johnson ended up in the phone book with somebody. That movie. But, yes, they don't have those anymore.
No, they don't. Now we have the internet. But, you know, at the time, she just looked up this guy who was close to us, supposed to see him. And I remember her, you know, I came home from residency one day, and, you know, she's got this box of, you know, there were homeopathics and herbs, and, you know, we're changing how we're eating, we're doing this, we're doing that. Being the supportive husband that I was, and I was like, yeah, whatever, you know. But the amazing thing about it was, like, it really transformed her health in like less than a month, and it's, you know, fast enough that even I could see it. And it was a matter of, well, there's this whole world out there they didn't teach me about.
What was it about you that didn't reject that? Probably because she was your wife.
Well, but also looking, I mean, part of the way surgeons, emergency room doctors, you know, we just, our brains work differently. So we're always looking for answers. And you have to be, you know, if you're a surgeon, you can't sit there while somebody's trying to die on you and say they can't be dying, because they are, right?
Yeah.
So whatever the problem is, you've got to figure it out and fix it right then and there. Your patient's gonna
There's some pragmatism involved in
absolutely.
Being a successful surgeon,
right,
of course.
Absolutely.
And yet, as we say, the community of physicians who talk about that group dynamic very much frowns upon acknowledging that any of this could be real, the things that preceded what is now known as modern medicine. And I talk about the Fletcher Report of 1910 operating medical education, going back to 1844 when the American Institute of Homeopathy was founded, and 3 years later the AMA was founded specifically to counter the, you know, competition. So there's always this antagonism. I wish it wasn't the truth, but it's been an economic war more than one that cared about people in the world.
Correct. You know, and again, this is something where, you know, if you're truly healing and you're interested in helping the patient, then you look for answers, because you know the drugs are not the answer. And you learn that early on. And so I ended up learning homeopathy, learning herbal medicine, learning acupuncture, and left my residency. And, you know, so...
Wow. You left the
University of Michigan General Surgery Residency. So the thing is, it's not an easy residency to get into. They kind of created a spot for me because they loved me. And then when it was time to go, I had a brand new chairman in the department. He didn't know me from Adam. So what he did was he sicked all my professors on me. I had to go talk to every single professor of the Department of General Surgery. And what was shocking to me is a good half of them were like, way to go. I would do this if I had your guts. You know,
and confided in you.
Yes. And I'm just going, you're who I wanted to be. You know, I wanted to be that university professor of surgery, and, you know, the academic physician. And here you're telling me you're miserable. You know, so, but you know, once that got me involved and started my practice in 1988, that's how old I am. And then fast forward to the 2000s, my current wife, you know, board certified emergency medicine, eventually integrated medicine. And my current wife was working, and a friend of hers had a kid on the autism spectrum. And she said, you know, how's your son? And this gal said, oh, he's good. And my wife goes, I didn't know you could recover from autism. Mm-hmm. She said, what are you doing? And she said, oh, we're doing, you know, like B12 shots and folate and nutrition. In case we die, we're doing some chelation, some detox. And he goes, new does all that. And she came home, and it's like, honey, we're saving the babies. And it's like, I was already busy. I already had a two-month wait list. I don't need any help in the business department. Yeah. And she dragged me to a Dan conference that was sort of the precursor to autism. Just had my mind blown. Because these people just talk about, this is biochemistry, this is what happens, this is how it's altered, and this is how you cause all these symptoms over here that we're calling autism.
Yeah.
So that was really mind-opening. Dan eventually became MAPS. Mm-hmm. And MAPS, you know, I'm now the president of MAPS, but it's Medical Academy of Pediatric Special Needs. And we're all about educating practitioners into how, into integrative care of kids, right? Mm-hmm. Because you change the life of a child. You've changed somebody's life for a long time, right? You take somebody 2 years old and you cure whatever's going on with them. However long they live, 80, 85, 90 years, whatever it is, you change your life. And that's been very, very gratifying. And that's about 30% of my practice.
What a journey. Well, it tells me again about your willingness to stand against, I dare say, a monster of let's say, a powerful forces that are, in many ways, arguably ruling the Western world, at least, and trying to dominate every bit that they can or can reach. And we've seen within the last few years of COVID a massive, I would like to say, awakening to some degree. I've seen the physician class and people in it for the first time interact with me as a homeopath on a collegial level, whereas before you were derided and called names or just discounted, anything you do. And also herbalist and chiropractic and naturopathy and all that coming together and recognizing, I think COVID woke a lot of the medical class up to say, we have been lied to.
And it was, you know, it was really obvious because of the number of people that were being treated all at once and the sort of the ineffectiveness of the vaccine as well.
Yeah.
And no, I mean, you know, the whole entry into taking care of kids on the spectrum doesn't take long until you start hearing the vaccine injuries.
Let's get into this after this break. We've got Dr. New and his bio. EnergyMedicalCenter.com. The links are up in the show notes at RobertScoutBell.com. We've got a lot to talk about, Dr. New. A little bit of time to do it. We're going to kill it. Stand by for more healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are always up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can sign up for our newsletter by going to robertscottbell.com or texting to the number 22828 RSB. Send RSB to 22828. We've got Dr. New and again, bioenergymedicalcenter.com. Fascinating journey. I'm just getting the backstory for everybody. Many of you may know this guy. He's amazing. And I just don't know how it took me 24 years to get him on the radio show. Just, was he hiding from me? What, I don't know what's going on.
Every time we saw you, I ran away.
It happens. It does happen. I recognize that. So, again, quite a journey. And even you said you learned homeopathy. You were in would you, I guess, self-classification, but they try to pigeonhole everything. Everything's got to have a name. You know? Integrative physician, holistic physician, homeopathy.
Yeah, I founded my practice with the tagline, healing illness at its source. I mean, that's really what we called it. And then, I don't know, these days they say, oh, you're a functional medicine doctor. I guess that's what functional medicine is about. But, you know, we weren't really looking at labeling. It was just using all the tools that were available. So I don't personally practice homeopathy anymore. I have a very better physician that's in my office. I don't do acupuncture. I've got an acupuncturist in my office. So mainly I'm the biochemistry these days. And, you know, I mean, the whole journey really... Once I started seeing kids on the autism spectrum, I mean, you can't see more than two or three of these autistic kids before you start hearing stories about, you know, they were fine until this, that, or the other vaccine, and then, you know, they regressed, and they've been this way ever since, and it's like, well, how does that happen? I knew that vaccines can cause injuries. I mean, I stopped vaccinating my own kids because of local reactions to the vaccines. It's actually my ex-wife that's ever done.
With the vaccines or done with the...
Done with vaccine?
Okay.
No,
Eventually said done with the marriage. You didn't know what you were referring to at that moment.
No, done with vaccines.
Well, that's cool.
But this is where it came from. You know, I was the vaccine doctor, right? I was the one that said, all right, well, I really don't care about DTP. At the time, it was DTP and polio. I mean, there really wasn't anything else in MMR. And I said, I don't care about measles. I mean, I know that's not deadly. I don't really care about DPT because they're, you know, pertussis is not going to kill them. And diphtheria and tetanus, we can vaccinate if we need to. And but I was terrified of polio. And it was just my own ignorance. So, sure. You know, my kids get the oral polio vaccine. So, I'm that old too. So, so that got me into this whole anti-vaccine world. It's like, well, how can this be?
You're talking about seeing this decades before many of your physician colleagues that are now just seeing.
But I remember my wife, we were at a conference in Michigan, and she listened to somebody who just rattled up all these facts. She's going, that's not true. But she's the kind of person who's going to prove it. She's like, I'm going to prove this wrong. She goes and literature. She goes, holy crap, she was right. And she, you know, of course, dragged me into all that stuff. And some of it I knew. I mean, I knew the shenanigans behind Nate Hemmer and, you know, all this stuff. But for her to bring that up and say, look, you know, you got to read this. You start reading it, just go, 388.
Yeah, when we say there were no double-blind placebo-controlled multicenter trials, I mean, none of that for the so-called gold standard in terms of determining whether a drug is safe or efficacious, even though we know that by definition a drug is toxic. It's just a matter of how toxic and how long you can be on it or not. And it used to be that drugs were considered acute care, and get them off. And then the market emerged in the 20th century for chronic use of drugs forever, and the profit would never end. And that's why I say the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they will test you for everything, find out things that you don't have, claim that you have, and give you drugs for those things you didn't have, to give you 10 other symptoms for now drugs for those. And it's like, wow, what a market that they have. What a business model they have. And stepping outside of that to see it, while you have been told, you know, in the physician community, you are special, you are smarter than everybody, you have a monopoly status, and, you know, there's a worshipful relationship in our culture over the doctors, although now it's somewhat become not as clear. People are confused, you know, institutions are crumbling. They thought they could rely on them, whether it be FDA or other things, but even the doctor who is the most trusted now, they call into question because they wouldn't have the integrity you had to say, maybe there's something to that, I'll look into it.
Right. Well, you know, part of it too is I had the luxury of being in private practice.
That makes a difference.
I did not work for a big company. I did an emergency room, but, you know, there's enough mobility there, and, you know, I come and work a shift here or there. So I had the ability to.
Let's talk more about where medicine's going. If there's an answer to that, Dr. Newman, have it. We have great discussion happening here. Come on over to robertscatbell.com, links to bioenergymedicalcenter.com as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden is on his way to visit the U.S. southern border. He'll tour the border in El Paso, Texas, and meet with local officials before heading to Mexico City for the North American Leaders Summit. Two adults, three children are dead after an apparent murder-suicide in High Point, North Carolina. Neighbors, including this woman, were left in shock.
Really wouldn't expect to hear anything of this magnitude in this neighborhood.
High Point Police Captain Matt Truitt says officers forced their way into the home Saturday morning where they found all five victims. Police are raising the reward for information about a man suspected of planting two bombs near the Capitol a day before January 6, 2021. Authorities are offering a $500,000 reward. The man was seen wearing a sweatshirt, a pair of Air Max Speed Turf shoes with a yellow Nike logo, and backpack and gloves. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Carrie W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I just love having these conversations. I hope you enjoy them much as I do. If not, you turn the dial. That's okay. We're going to keep going anyway. But that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. New, again, at BioEnergyMedicalCenter.com, talking about his journey. And I think, for me, this is the human aspect of what has become dehumanized. We talk about a profession at large or in whole,
you denied the reality of an individual such as yourself and your journey, which is fascinating, and it could bring a perspective not only for people to learn about you, but also other physicians. I mean, I'm hopeful for them too to say, hey, here's a guy that's like, he's been through what I've been through, and look at him, he's doing okay, he's actually doing great, and he's laughing. You know, I mean, that's another thing that I noticed immediately with Dr. New when he was interacting with others, and I came up to him, a great laugh. And when humor is present, you can say the spirit is flowing. And you know that even if you have challenges in life, you don't lose that humor. There's something that's very special about that that I'm drawn to, and I know many of you are as well. And so, you know, part of this journey, you were in private practice. I noticed that over the course of the last, I don't know if I could say decades, but certainly my uncle, the doctor, back in the 80s, warned me about where medicine was going. He saw it even though he was not holistically inclined, and I wasn't at the time. I was all into allopathic, and then later in his life when he was diagnosed with severe cancer, he of course first went to conventional treatment, realized it was going to kill him, he stopped it. And he was actually consulting with Dr. Sinatra, Stephen Sinatra, and I had already interviewed him a number of times, and we were talking about my uncle suddenly.
Right.
It was like, why? But it was so late in the game that he stopped it. My uncle knew he was terminal. But when he stopped, the last months of his life, it was the most joyful time I've ever seen. Smiling, happy, laughing, painting. You know, he just removed himself from that which he warned me about. That he was, even though he's a good man and he did everything, that he was a nuclear medicine specialist in that realm, but he just wasn't happy. And then he found joy. And so whatever it is, and I know there are a lot of people in this audience that have a great joy in healing. And like when I was going from, when I was little, I told myself, I just knew, I don't know why I didn't know. Yet all I had was a model of allopathic medicine, which my uncle planted a seed, said, not bad. But I didn't know anything. So I was 24, met a homeopathic doctor from Dublin. Studied 10 years. And again, it changed the course of my life. I'm doing things I couldn't do in my 20s now because of the lifestyle I learned and the remedies I learned about. So we see the allopathic journey. Now, even if the doctors with integrity want to do well, they come out and there's very little opportunity, or at least that's the way it's sold, to do what you described, going into private practice. So many have sold out into becoming part of big conglomerates, corporate medicine, hospitals, etc., guaranteed to make people miserable, especially those that genuinely want to help them.
No, and I mean, you don't go into medicine to make money. You know, medicine is not, would not be my first choice if it's a financial choice. You go into medicine because you want to help people. That's the majority of it.
I think that's a sincere desire, and then, of course, the money ain't bad.
The money's stable. You'll have a decent living. You're not going to go hungry. But you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you can make a lot more in the business world. Because you know, most doctors have decent brains, and you know, they can do that sort of stuff. But you go into this because you have a desire to help people, and that's really what it's about. And the trouble with the current medical model, where you know you've got your 10 minutes, you need to see that your 60 patients a day. You never have the opportunity to actually diagnose. And, you know, my shortest appointment is 30 minutes. And for new patients, an hour. For autism patients, 90 minutes. Because you really need to get into the details of why they're there. Right? Because everything that's happened to you in your life is part of why you're here right now. And for me to try to understand, because, I mean, you know, the patients I see, they've seen 10, 20, 30
years. Yeah, you're like way down the road.
Right. So, you know, they're not like the first doctor they've ever seen. So they're very, very complex, and you know, there isn't a week that goes by, even 30 plus years later, there isn't a week that goes by that I sit down with a patient and I hear their kind of call it the tale of woe. I hear their tale of woe, and you know, they get done, and I do everything, and I'll just tell them, I'll just say, look, I don't know what's wrong with you, but we're going to figure it out, right? And then we go through the process and figure out how to determine what's going on with this person, what's creating the problems, and what can we do about it. And you know, the problem with where medicine's become, and the COVID vaccine is an example of this, where they have just, you know, you have this safe and effective mantra about these vaccines, and you know, so vaccines are safe and effective, this is a vaccine, therefore it's safe and effective, even though we have to change the vaccine to make it a vaccine.
But based on that mantra, I argue that doctors are probably the most programmable people on the planet. As smart as they are, they're so programmable.
Yeah. Human beings, okay? I mean, it's just, you know, if you say something over and over and over and over and over again, then, you know, people think it's true. Not because you've proven it, but just because you've said it. And this is sort of the mind-blowing part of vaccine science when you go back in and you look at the research. You look at the evidence they use to prove these vaccines, you just go, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, right? Embarrassing.
You know, I mean, we were just part of my presentation today. I mean, the MMR2 vaccine was approved on a study of 834 kids. 317 actually got the vaccine. 317 kids. That was the study. And they give it 8 million times a year. I mean, come on.
Well, and as you point out, measles is largely benign rite of passage, and it only in those certain deficient certain vitamins is it a vulnerability or back to
Yeah, that was never a, you know, people were not terrified. They are now because we've terrified them, but they weren't at the time. It was a rite of passage. Everybody got it, and you got over it. I mean, almost nobody died from that. It was exceedingly rare. But, you know, with the COVID vaccine, we have a situation where, you know, people get injured. You know, there's some evidence this messenger RNA persists. So when people get injured, you know, I help them clear the spike protein that's causing the problem, help them get back on their feet. But they may still have the messenger RNA. They may still be making it. So as soon as we clear it, the next more. We clear that, the next more.
What is this?
How long does it keep on?
Yeah, justification. You can give me a form of people that think it's a good idea that man could inject synthetic mRNA to alter DNA protein synthesis.
Well, this was the whole problem. I mean, the reason why, you know, Robert Malone's concept was, okay, this technology sucks as gene therapy. Why does it suck as gene therapy? It doesn't last, right? It doesn't last long enough. You need it to last forever to be gene therapy. But you know what? It'd be a great vaccine because you don't want a vaccine to last long, right? That was the original concept. But then they take this messenger RNA that's going to last for a few minutes, and they say, well, that's not going to make a vaccine. So now we have to alter it, and they've created this Frankenstein messenger RNA that our system doesn't even have enzymes to digest. How long does it last? And the bottom line is we all. All right? I mean, I know there's a study that showed it lasts at least 2 months in lymph nodes, but we don't know how long it lasts. Does it last 6 months, a year, for the rest of your life? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then this whole idea of, you know, RNA can be reverse transcribed into DNA. Cells have reverse transcriptase in them. They can do that. And even though, the, you know, FDA, CDC says that doesn't happen, man, there's a study, at least in, you know, liver cancer stem cells, it does that. Within hours, it makes DNA out of that. So then it's like, now we're changing our DNA. We're changing what it means to be human. We're actually genetically modifying new species. And that is where it becomes very terrifying. I mean, we don't know the fertility effects, we don't know the cancer risk, we don't know a lot of these things with any vaccine. It's never been studied. But with this one in particular, it's like there.
What we're seeing is frightening. And I come to the conclusion that where did allopathic medicine go wrong? And we can point to things in history, but I say when they abandon spirit, when they abandon the beauty and majesty of creation and look at us as, you know, a bunch of lump of chemistry, we can manipulate.
I'm gonna take it a step further and say it's not even when we abandon spirit, it's when we abandon the heroes. You know, we abandoned the people actually practicing medicine, and it became all about the pharmaceuticals. It became I always say, you know, from the minute you leave your medical school, that's the last time you're going to hear any kind of even pseudo-independent thought. Because after that, it's all coming from pharmaceuticals. They're going to show up at your breakfast and give you donuts and tell you about the latest drug. Or, you know, they're going to populate your journals, right? And all the information you're going to get is either directly from them, or it's going to be from studies they funded, or it's going to be from chairmanships and things like that. And it all becomes drug, drug, drugs.
Yeah.
And we know, I mean, one of my favorite sayings is there is no disease that is caused by the lack of a drug.
Yeah, I call it drug deficiencies.
Right.
This is such an important discussion. I love having it. Dr. New is on. We'll get another a little bit of time in another segment. I'm just loving the interaction with you. As far as the blowback, you've been at this for a long time. You didn't wake up during COVID. The point is,
no.
Yet those who have received tremendous backlash. And did anything change for you other than maybe more doctors started listening and paying attention to you?
Well, I think it woke up a lot of people. I have to deal with my state medical board for prescribing Hagrobet, but, you know, they basically dropped that because there's nothing illegal about what I did, even though they didn't agree with it. But, you know, yeah. I have a consent form that says, I don't follow standard medical care. If you want that, you need to go somewhere else because I don't do that. Yeah. And, you know, again, they couldn't go after me. But outside of that, other than maybe, you know, that guy's a quack or whatever, I really haven't had that kind of blowback. But again, I have my own personal private practice. I'm not dealing with administrations. I'm not dealing with hospitals. When I worked ER, I mean, just when administrators came down and said, Dr. New, you're not ordering enough cancer kids. It's like, am I missing diagnoses? Am I sending kids home with brain bleed or appendicitis or whatever? No. You're one of our best diagnosticians. You have the highest rated diagnosis.
But very expensive machine over here.
Right, but you know, you're ordering, you know, half the CAT scans of your colleagues, and it's like, well, I can't help it if they don't know how to diagnose, right? So, but that's, you know, again, we're part of the blowback is that idea of, you know, we need to follow in lockstep. But I will tell you that all these doctors that are not standing up, it's not because they don't believe in what we're doing. It's not that they don't think there's a problem with this whole approach. They're afraid of losing their job. Yeah. You know, they got a family to support. This is their paycheck. They're afraid of losing it. I mean, I would tell every one of those, you know, if you walked out of that job and hung out a shingle and said, I treat COVID vaccine injuries, I can teach you in a week.
You'd be doing just fine.
Yeah, you'd have a 3-month wait list in a month.
Yeah. And I think, again, coming back to that statement I made about abandoning spirit, I know this is it's something I could say, and people go, well, yeah, it's easy for you to say. But if you don't, you know, if your life's not guided by that, you're of the physical world, not for need. You know, you misplace it and think in terms of artifice, right? That there isn't something that extra. And that's, again, it may be considered a spiritual discussion, but for me, body, mind, spirit, to divide that out even.
I mean, you can take religion out of the equation and say the same thing. Anybody that studies biology, that's whatever, I mean, you get down on the depths of the study, there's almost
right
no
back.
Way. Yeah, you're yeah. led right back down that path because yeah. there's almost... You know, I remember...
Oh, remember that in a moment. We're coming right back to wrap it up with Dr. New here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. New was about to say something. He had to remember, and I'm like, don't forget it. You're coming back, and here we are. Dr. New, what were your thoughts on?
No, so I remember this is my cell biology, my senior cell biology class as an undergraduate, and they're just talking about the creation of a single cell, right? So the theory is you've got this primordial atmosphere of lightning creating amino acids. These things somehow get concentrated together in tidal pools and form the first self-replicating proteins, and then somehow there's a cell wall, and then you develop DNA and blah, 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 blah. So that was a theory, and they teach it. And go, okay, yeah. And then the professor goes, okay, who believes that the primordial atmosphere could form these compounds? Everybody raised their hand. Who believes these compounds would somehow spontaneously develop into self-replicating proteins? He lost probably 80% of this. It's like, we're on the second step. We haven't even gotten to a cell yet.
Right.
And by the time he got to a cell, nobody in the room believed it. And this is a professor of cellular biology goes, maybe there's something else there that we're not looking at. And he just called it a creative energy, a creative force, whatever you want to call it. But even in biology, you can't go into the cell. I mean, just a single cell, the way it works, is just phenomenal. It's like, how can that be random?
That leads me to my friend Bruce Lipton and what he came out with the biology of belief. He originally called it the biology of complementary medicine. But this idea, again, of this creation of life itself, far beyond explanation. But he found ways to at least somehow bridge the gap between the physical reality that we call it and the spiritual without maybe calling it any religion,
but the reality of creation itself. And for me, that's exciting and fun. But some people are like, no, I can't do that. That's it. I need to have.
Well, but you know, again, if you can be a scientist, then you have to be a scientist. And really, I think they calculated the odds of that theory being correct was the equivalent of handing a chimp a typewriter and having that chimp spontaneously and randomly creating the entire work of Shakespeare in chronological order.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
That's the odds. So you know, it's like, do you really believe that? I mean, come on.
Silly. Of course. So, but what you're doing is not, well, you're not operating in fear. You can see that. This is a beautiful thing. There's so many operating in fear, and we need to have more living examples. And even in, you know, the physician community. The other thing is, they said an alteration of the way we viewed doctors and doctoring, that it should never have been made a monopoly. Should never have put or exalted any one over another. To recognize that, you know, we're all colleagues trying to help one another. And that's been the positive side of COVID crazy, that I've seen more than any time in 30 years I've been doing this, a willingness to come together, learn from one another, teach one another, and a spirit of, this is why we got into this.
And that's what it's about. I mean, it should always be that way.
Yeah, and I'm encouraged by that. So, folks, again, in the worst of times, some of the times the best things are happening. I think always. I think it's by design. And I look back at my life when I suffered through the 24 years of chronic illness from 0 to 24, and at the time I cursed God occasionally. I admit it. God, why me? And all of that was, I'm praying for healing, and it didn't happen. I didn't get even a lightning bolt for healing. And it was ultimately, I had to be ready to learn from someone who would teach me how to be responsible for my own health, my own life, and understand the workings of it. And I realize everybody thinks, only other people can learn. In fact, they don't necessarily learn that. And anybody has access to this because it's the essence of who we are and what we inhabit. So I'm, again, inspired to meet you and know you for the first time, Dr. Neal, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Is there anything, you know, besides going to Bioenergy Medical Center that you want people to know before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm also the president of the Medical Academy of Pediatric Special Needs, so that's MAPS, it's medmaps.org. So what we do is we train practitioners. So, you know, if people are practicing, they're interested in learning this is one of the things we do, but also, you know, people in general. I mean, you need to encourage your practitioners. If you're seeing a pediatrician, you're seeing somebody that deals with kids, tell them about MAPS, because we're really looking at how do we spread the word? How do we get more people doing this? You know, I got a 6-month waiting list. I've got a bunch of
need more people help.
I need
this,
more
yeah.
people that do what I do.
Now, are you looking for all various healing professions?
Absolutely. Yeah,
together?
We do. You know, chiropractors, MDs, DOs. Nice. We do MDs. We do nurse practitioners, PAs, the whole nine yards. So, you know, anybody that is a practitioner that's caring for kids as part of their practice, that's what MAPS is about.
All right, check it out and get trained, y'all, and you can help people like Dr. New is doing. I want to say a shout out and thank you to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. We've got the Trinity Health Freedom Expo online version coming up, the virtual. We also have other upcoming events in the show notes at robertscabell.com, a special upcoming events tab. And I want to say a shout out to our friends at Cardio Miracle for their sustained nitric oxide production that's making me kick butt in the gym. Exactly. And, so many more things I want to be able to share with you, and I got to pause for now. But there is a supercharged antioxidant called Folium TX I've been checking out. It's helping my mom a lot at 88, almost 89. Got to say, it's a big threat on this one. It's like a Chernobyl level antioxidant. Check out foliumtx.com. Use the code RFP10 to get 10% off. Back with more healing after this. Dr. New, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.